Iran's Deputy Defense Minister Ahmad Vahidi has told the semi-official Pars news agency his country has succeeded in building an unmanned aircraft with a range of more than 600 miles. This is not the first time Iran has claimed to have built a drone aircraft, but Iranian officials have never before indicated the range capability of such aircraft. Lebanon's Iranian-backed Hezbollah claimed several years ago to possess an unmanned drone capable of reaching Israel, but photos of the drone proved to be little more than a slightly larger than normal model aircraft. Iran also showed grainy footage in 2006 of what it said was an Iranian-built unmanned aircraft circling the USS Ronald Reagan in the Persian Gulf. A number of military experts said the footage, however, was faked. Internationally recognized London-based security expert Bob Ayers thinks the ability to build a drone is quite trivial unless the equipment on board is high-tech.
Drones are really nothing more than small aircraft, and they're usually remote control, some sort of radio control. Some can be pre-programmed if they have onboard computer systems, but that tends to be the bigger ones. The smaller ones are really easy to make. They're easy to control. Radio control model aircraft have been around for 40 years with the hobbyists. The thing that makes a drone valuable is the electronics on board. Now, what's it got on? Has it got a camera on it? Is it taking pictures? Are the pictures downlinked? Is it real time? Do they take pictures with a camera, then have to develop the film? So the drone itself is fundamentally trivial. It's the payload that makes it either important or unimportant.
Iran expert Ali Nourizadi of the London-based Center for Arab and Iranian Studies says the Iranian leadership likes to make exaggerated claims to give the impression that their country is a superpower.
Since 1999, I'm gathering all the statements issued by the Iranian Defense Ministry officials, as well as the Revolutionary Guards and the Iranian Army, about their achievement. And if I believe what they say, then we should say Iran is the strongest superpower in the world. I think every day they come up with the idea of new weapons, and then when we dig and search, we found out it's the same missile. They have just changed a little bit part of it. So therefore, although Iran had achieved in certain areas, you know, some fascinating achievement, but as far as the strategic weapons concerned, they are not that much advanced. And the aircraft you are talking about is also a modification of some of the aircrafts they had.
Iran sent shivers in Western defense circles several weeks ago when it launched a domestically built satellite into space on a multi-stage rocket. That rocket, when adapted for military purposes, could also be used to launch long-range ballistic missiles capable of hitting Europe and possibly more distant targets. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.